Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This is it. This is the finale, baby. What? I know I say that every time, but the grand finale, we're never going to talk about the dress again. You know why? You know why?
You say that all the time.
Because we have the answer. Okay, so obviously,
it's
we talked about it. Oh, my God. Your mother and your sister agree with me. How does that make you feel?
I don't care at this point.
Welcome back to Whatever the Hell This Is, Family Style!
Yes!
My mom's the party mascot. She's ready to celebrate.
I don't know what we're wearing. This is... Okay, we're basically wearing everything throughout the year that I bought that we never wore because I was like, that's too ugly or too tacky.
That didn't fit a theme.
Yeah, so I just put us all in all of it. And we're joined by Morgan Adams.
Yay!
Woo! Queen.
Telling me this cow sweater didn't make it anywhere.
Actually, did you wear that?
No, I wore a cloud sweater that had the same fabric.
Right, and it was a two for one. It's very
my fee
vibes.
For being here is that I'm taking the sweater home with me.
It's all yours.
Take a picture of it on your next date.
Yeah, I don't know if cows traditionally hang out in desert settings, but I think it's cool. I don't know if I've seen cows in the sand next to mountains, but you know, I like it.
I don't know that you can eat cow while in a cow sweater,
how
though.
Do you think the people in Arizona get their milk?
It's a good way to pay them.
Did you just say cow to the people in Arizona? That was iconic. And then Vicky.
Who has never been more excited to show up wearing anything.
You're in our pinata costume that I think I bought that for Jared.
Nice. I'm glad that you ended up wearing it, Vicky.
Oh, I saved you.
Her costume and her looks really coming together. She can't get over the Versace shoes.
Wow.
Cool.
And you know what I realized? I'm utilizing the Versace wine glass for the first time ever as well.
Donatella Versace is going to kill them.
Yeah, so this is going to be a disaster. A mess, but you know what? We're gonna have so much fun.
Yes.
Before we get to everything, oh my God, we have a game. We have a new song from Fiverr.
Ooh.
And we have some food combinations. But before we get to that, I want to bring something up because I feel like it's gonna happen throughout the show, and I want to explain. Morgan, can you explain to us? Last night, you threw out a little Gen Z slang.
Oh. Everyone's gonna know what it is, except for all of these people that were sitting here and they had no clue.
Because we're old.
Chris, you're not old.
I'm old.
He's old.
I'm old. I'm old.
He's a youthful glow. To him, you know, the rest of you guys, I don't know.
Okay, so how did this come up?
Wow, I like how that went.
I will throw out the term in a casual way. Shane looks very youth pastor coded.
What did you just say?
I have no idea what the fuck you just said.
Coded, it's like, okay, anything that you could look at, you could like relate it to someone else, you know. So if we looked at Ryland, like if you saw a dude walking around in a wig on the street, you'd be like, that's Ryland coded. C-O-D-E-D.
Yes.
And Ryland thought it was coated like paint.
I did too. I thought it was C-O-A-T-E-D.
The way she, and that makes sense to me because she threw it out there last night. I was trying to understand, so I like tried to use it in a sentence, and I was like, like a paint coat, because it's like it's painted in.
No, I think it's like computer code.
I was thinking it was computer code.
Like the blueprint. Yeah. Like
I thought it was. I feel like ours is kind of like the evolution of drip. You know, like you're not dripping, you're coated. The other one is very, like, it's nerdy to me, you know? Like, yeah, you're coded, you know? Like,
do people still say drip?
No.
Well, that's what I'm saying, you know? Like,
drip is very millennial coded.
No way!
Ouch! Wow.
Yikes.
Okay. What about dope? Has dope made a resurgence in popular culture?
I think people still go for that.
Really?
Nice.
I'm not sure. That's not personally my word, but I hear it happen.
So are you embracing your Gen Z self? Because last time we talked about generations, you said you were a zillennial.
I want to be as young as I possibly can for as long as I can milk it.
Ooh. Very Gen Z.
Very...
What's a zillennial? Is that a midway?
You made that up.
Oh, is it like a halfway? That's very me-coded to make up a word that doesn't make any sense and just go with it and pretend that it's a thing. You're welcome.
So feel free to use it throughout the show. If anything seems coded to you.
Yeah.
Ooh. So it's just like you look like something. You're copying
like you
something.
You were created from. So, okay. So
the DNA of something.
Yes. The code.
I get it.
Yeah. So what
very
is,
simulation.
What is Chris?
A solid core memory that I have every time I think of Chris is that he doesn't eat a Chick-fil-A. So if someone didn't want to eat a Chick-fil-A, you'd be like, oh, that's Chris coded for sure. Like,
oh.
Well, really quick, I'm about to get Mr. Beast coded.
Ooh.
Because we have another
Rosanna.
Because we have another giveaway.
Nice.
Well, actually, that's the opposite of Mr. Beast.
Literally.
Now I feel bad because last time we gave away Apple headphones. Giveaway away a cup. But I thought it would be fun if we all signed the Conspiracy Club cup. So we all signed it today. So if you want this, head on over to the Instagram and like the post and give it a comment and follow.
Damn. I'm going to enter the giveaway. Yeah.
Okay, well, now we're about to get game show coded. I'm never going to do it again. I'm done. It's over.
Very Pat Sajak coded.
Is that a game show host?
Yeah, that was that bad. I'm so that's like very a boomer, not- fucking boomer trying to do it.
No, that's very boomer coded.
It was.
That is
very boomer coded.
Okay, our game show. This is very exciting. So we have a game show. I'm calling it Sibling Battle. And Chris, this is your first time doing this. Chris is going to be hosting the game show.
The
I'm
pressure.
In it.
Nice.
It's pressure.
Okay, so here's how it's going to go. And Vicky is going to be taking the points. She's going to be tracking the points. And she's going to be doing the tiebreaker question.
Ooh.
If it comes down to that, which is very hard. So here's how the game is going to work. So we have given me, Jared, Morgan, and Ryland dry erase boards. And the siblings are going to battle. But here's how it's going to work. So we're going to have team older and team younger. So we have a list of questions. Ooh, team younger. That's cute. We have a list of questions. And Chris is going to be asking the older people a question. So for example, you know, what is your sibling's favorite color? So I would write down what my favorite color is. Jared writes down what he thinks my answer is.
Okay.
And then we see if we match. So we've done this before.
So you and Jared are technically on a team.
Yes.
So Morgan and I want to get the correct answers about each other so we can win points, so we can win the grand prize, which is?
Okay, so I was thinking about
there's
that.
There's a prize?
There's gotta be.
Okay, so I was thinking
if
about
there's
that.
There's not, I'm not playing.
I don't have prizes per se.
Oh.
But I do have punishments though. So these are incentives. So we want to win, right? Because if you lose, you have two options for punishments. Are you ready for them?
Jesus.
Yes.
Okay. First option. I saw this on Instagram and very millennial coded. I saw this on my
Was it a reel?
I saw this on reels.
The way you said reel? Is that how young people see reels?
Yes.
No way. I watch everything on reels.
So I saw this and I couldn't believe this was real. And no offense, by the way, if this is like something people need, but just watch.
What?
I can't even.
Oh, to put contacts.
Kind of genius. So these are eye openers.
Very eye opening.
Wow.
So that is
You'll
punishment
see the truth with those. Things.
Oh, I can't.
Terrifying to look at.
So that is punishment number one.
Ew.
Punishment number two is actually I got this voicemail. Let's take a listen.
Hey y'all, you got to try Black Death from the UK. And do it during one of your podcasts. That'll be so awesome to see.
Wait.
All right. Bye, y'all.
Can call you?
Damn, relax, boomer coded.
Do you have your number online?
Yes, that was a direct voicemail to me. So it's called Black Death. It's like
everything.
Okay. You
heard
so,
it right.
So here we go. I looked it up, and this is what we're in for.
This is called Black Death. It is the most saddest candy in the world. Warning, not suitable for anyone under 8 years of age. Let's give them a go. This is how they look, guys.
She has beautiful teeth.
So scary.
I know.
What does it look like? It's made out of glass.
Very concrete. Clear skin.
Yeah. Yeah. Your nails are great.
Gorgeous.
I love this woman.
Very good gloss.
What is it?
Oh.
Oh.
I don't know if I fully believe this reaction.
What is it?
Spit it out, girl. I think I saw some of those in the kitchen.
Yeah, so that's what Black Death is.
What constitutes a punishment?
Whoever loses.
Each round?
The whole game.
And then you get to choose your punishment.
Oh, thank God.
So you can either do Black Death candies
or... Oh, he has them on deck.
The opener. Hey, sorry to interrupt the show, but please don't leave. Don't skip this ad, because it's not really an ad. It's kind of an ad. It's an ad, but it's not. What? Okay, whatever. I'm just going to get into it. I'm so excited because after... I don't know how many years, the pig is finally back!
Okay, so I went through a whole journey. Let me explain. So obviously in 2019, we did the conspiracy palette and we did my merch shop, like we opened it and all that stuff. And the logo that was created by this incredible artist named Davis. He was in the Jeffrey series, if you remember. So he created the pig logo and I was so obsessed with it. I was like, I want that to be my thing, like the pig with the dead eyes. That sounds really fucked up when I say it like that. So I wanted to bring it back and I wanted to do it different. So literally like a month ago, 2 months ago, I took out Photoshop because I was just going to bring back the pig in some way. But I was like, no, I want to like design something new. So I took the pig in Photoshop and I was playing around with it. And I had this idea of like a spray painted pig. I don't know why, but that was my idea. And I wanted it to be big because like the last time we did the pig, it was little and it was right here. And I love it. But I was like, I want it to be big and kind of like Avril Lavigne's skater boy. God, I'm old. So yeah, I like took the logo, I added spray paint and I made mock-ups of a bunch of hoodies and shirts and different designs. And this was the first one I did. So this is the black hoodie with the pig spray painted. And then also we did shirts. So I have a brown one, which is brown and it's kind of like a gold pig on that. It looks kind of dark in here, but in the sunlight, it's very like bright brown. And then we have a purple shirt with a purple pig. And then this next one is bold, but this was one I was very excited about making, even though I feel like maybe nobody will buy this one, but it's like a brown tie-dye and a lime hot yellow green chartreuse pig. And down the sleeves, it has the SD cosmetic logos, if you remember those. Those were what we put like in the pressings on the conspiracy palette and like on the actual palette. I don't know. I love it. So I'm going to wear it. Hopefully you guys like it too. Or maybe it's ugly and you'll hate it. Sorry. I showed Rylan and he literally went, oh, that's a choice. So if you want to check out the merch, I would love if you checked it out. Go to shanedawsonmerch.com. I'm pretty sure the farmer code still works, so code farmer for 10% off. Also, we still have the grower and farmer merch. So if you want to get a grower and farmer hoodie for you and your man or woman or both or they, listen, everybody can have a small dick. What? Not small, growing. Okay. Discount. Okay.
Hey, it's Shane in the future. Sorry, I'm popping in to say something really quick. We're actually having a sale right now on the merch. So for all the new merch, the purple shirt, the hoodies I showed, all of those will be 25% off. And then for all the older merch, like the grower and farmer hoodies and pretty much everything else on the website, it will be buy one, get one free. And with every purchase, they will give you a free gift. So hopefully you enjoy it. Check it out. And okay, I'm going to go. That sale ends December 1st.
Is there a name for this game? Have you prepared?
Sibling Battle. I should have got a theme song for it.
Welcome to Sibling Battle.
Welcome to Sibling Battle. Today we have Team Adams versus Team Yaw. Or should we just get into it?
Wait.
What else would you do? Yeah, dude. That's what we're doing. Yeah.
That was exciting. Oh, yes.
All right. Let's start with the first question. This is to the younger siblings. So young people, listen up.
And me.
Old
Look
people,
how it's already making a lot of sense why you said all that, dude.
That's hard.
Right?
Young people. Who got in the most trouble as a teenager?
So wait, am I writing down an answer too?
Are you young?
You're writing down the right answer and I'm trying to guess.
Gotcha.
Just kidding.
So we're both writing the answer.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, don't show it yet. Chris, you say what team you want to show first.
Let's do Team Adams first.
Ooh. All right, 3, 2, 1.
Look at that. You guys win.
We got a point.
Nice.
I was a really good kid because I just wanted to go along to get along.
Ryan played the game. I did not. And my other reasoning behind this is that mom would never get mad at her precious Ryland.
Oh.
Wait,
oh.
What did you do to get in trouble?
Silly stuff.
Oh.
Like what?
But I feel like I got in trouble for eating too much peanut butter.
Me too.
Crazy stuff.
Wait,
things that didn't really make that much sense.
Uh-oh.
Ooh. There was this one time I convinced a bunch of people to TP this girl's house because she kissed my boyfriend, my gay boyfriend that I didn't know was gay.
That is our audience.
Dude, this is so layered.
Everyone that listens to this show is currently dating someone they don't know is gay.
Wait, rewind me real quick. Okay, refresh. Who is this person again? What's happening?
This girl kissed my gay boyfriend that I didn't know was gay at the time, so I was really mad. So I conspired all these people to TP her house, and the next day I woke up and her dad was in our dining room. Ready to confront me, and he did, and wow. I got in trouble then.
Well, that sounds kind of serious.
Yeah.
Mean girls coded.
I'm just kidding. You know what? I regret it, but also she kissed my boyfriend, so.
Yeah, no, stupid. That's awful.
She turned him gay.
He told me I turned him gay.
What?
Dude, it How? Keeps giving.
You're literally one of the most beautiful people ever. That's
but
crazy.
He said that he didn't know he was gay until we kissed. Does that mean I turned
him off? Oh, no, no.
No.
It's still not a
there
good,
was already
it's not
electricity.
A good place to be.
Okay. Okay. Ready? And answers.
Me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Jared's is a less silly.
You know, depending on how it'll be silly in a couple years, I guess.
Crashed a couple cars.
Is Jared allowed to change?
Crashed a couple cars?
He's talked about it.
You know, yeah.
Jared was definitely more of like a bad boy energy. You know, a lot of you know, drinking, partying, and I didn't really do anything. Sadly.
You hung out with your mom?
Yeah. We got into trouble, though.
Stayed up too late.
Very Norman base coated.
Painted the town red.
We did.
Good one job. To one so far. Everybody.
Dang. Exciting.
Question number two. This is to the older siblings.
Ooh.
Who is the most likely to get kicked out of a restaurant? Ancient old people.
Ooh.
Who is the most likely to get kicked out of, a restaurant?
Who's revealing first?
Let's do team Yaw first.
I went with me. Yes, dude.
I agree.
We're killing it. I don't even feel like it's not even offensive.
Point to Team Yaw.
Well, let's have a scenario in which he would get kicked out.
Okay. Now, listen. The reason I said you was because you are very opinionated. You have said on the podcast before that if you go through McDonald's and your fries are cold, you'll go right back through and say, heat these up.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel like...
Hey, with inflation these days, if I'm paying $30 for some fries, they better be delicious.
I agree.
Or at least hot.
I agree. Something happened last time you were here with Sandy that... has stuck in my mind.
It's like a core memory for both of us at this point.
I love
it. We can't stop so thinking about it.
I love it without hearing it.
Okay. So we had just eaten a lot of stuff, right? And you stood up next to everybody and you were like holding your stomach. You're like, oh God, I got to fart. And Sandy's sitting there and I was like, I wonder if Sandy's like embarrassed by this. And then Sandy turns to you and goes, do some leg kicks.
What?
And then Jared started
you started like, kicking your leg like a donkey. And then Sandy was like, higher. And then she started like helping you.
She got up in there like a physical therapist, and she's like, "Hi, Chad." No, like this, Jared.
It was true love coded,
and I think it's like a core memory of mine for the rest of my life.
I'm glad to be involved.
It was really good. It was really
well. Rylan has his fart pose too.
He does. I don't help him with it. But maybe we'll get there.
I should be like, help push it forward.
Yeah. Okay.
Team Adams. Same question on the count of three. One, two, three.
Woo! I'm a little Karen-esque, you know, like Morgan's a good time. Morgan's a go with the flow good time. I'm a little like one thing could bother me too much and I'll probably propel myself out of the restaurant before they can even kick me out.
You should see his road rage and I'm like, you just gotta cool it sometimes.
It's bad.
Wow. And he provokes, he'll do something wrong and scream at the other person.
Only
in the
if
car.
They're doing something wild, like going 15 miles under the speed limit.
I had to physically take his hand off the wheel because he was honking at a school bus for being stopped.
That school bus needed to
very
be checked.
Karen coded.
Karen coded, that's a good podcast.
Some of my favorite comments are always like, wow, Ryan's a real Karen. I'm like, well, at least I'm honest about it.
Wow, we both got points. He's going well.
We're two for two.
Hmm.
Okay, so this question is for the younger siblings.
Yay!
If you could have your siblings blank, what would it be? And this is something like hair, height. Maybe you think they have better skin, something like that.
So this is something Morgan answered that I would say.
What do I want that you have?
Yeah, what do I want of Jared's? Mine was so easy, I got it right away. Well, it's mine.
Yeah,
my answer, but
something you wish you had.
Nice.
Yes, but I knew something right away.
Oh, this is a tough one, I feel.
I feel like this is like walking into a problem.
Very Morgan coded.
Anything I say is like,
What do I have that you want?
You can think outside of the box. It
like
doesn't
what?
Have to be physical.
No.
But it is.
It does not have to be.
But it is?
Wait.
Oh.
No hint.
That's a hint.
Wait, you're making me think now. You're making me think now.
I kind of gave you a hint too. Oh, no.
It doesn't have to be physical.
Okay.
All right. So I'd say let's just keep switching and let's do Team Adams first this time.
All right.
Ready? On the count of three. One, two, three.
Oh. I could have never written that.
Jeez.
I could have never written
that. Wow.
God. This is a bad bad idea. This guy. This whole show.
I told you. I think both would be accurate because I do. People ask me all the time, and I say my brother is naturally skinny and naturally has clear skin, and it just about drives me up a wall.
The only
me
reason. Too. But now we lost a point. So
you
this did. Sucks.
You lost a point.
Okay. Damn. Okay. Technically, you weren't wrong.
Damn. I feel like
Okay. We ready?
This one stumped me, to be very honest with you. So, Team Yara. You said to think outside of the box.
Okay.
I'm thinking, what do I got?
Oh, God.
And I thought, dude, my lobster. Maybe you want my lobster.
What?
Larry, maybe, I don't know, you were giving me like weird vibes. Like, maybe it's something I have that I talk about, you know?
Okay, I put confidence.
Oh. Well, I had the confidence to put a lobster.
True, true. Half a point?
We should get a half a point.
No.
No, so, Jared is very naturally confident. He never, like, cares about what people think of him. Like, he just could, like, you know, I mean, he was walking around, you know, Sandy lifting his leg to fart. Like, I yeah. could do that. And I envy that a lot.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah,
the lobster thing, I don't know about that. I didn't know you had a lobster.
It's great answers all around. Everyone is wrong. No one got a point. Yes. But yeah. But good answers.
Okay. Ooh, fun.
All right. Mm. So this question is to Shane and Morgan.
The youngies.
The girls.
Shane and Morgan, what is your sibling's most embarrassing memory from growing up?
Ooh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Are we all ready to flip?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Team Yaw first.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
Okay. I hope you remember.
Okay, I think in this sense, you just say it, and then we'll see if I matched you.
Yeah. My most embarrassing moment was peeing my pants in a restaurant.
Fuck! Why didn't I remember that? I thought it was being called a lady.
Oh, it's Subway? Or was that my last I thought story?
It, no, I thought that was it.
That's a good one. That's a good one. That was when Damn me and it. Mom were sharing ice cream cones, and the woman walked past and said, "You ladies having fun?" And I laughed so hard I peed my pants.
You don't give lady energy.
Oh, I don't? Thank you.
It was based off looks. That's why it was embarrassing.
When I was 13, I was giving Rosie O'Donnell energy.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh.
You probably don't know who that is.
I heard she's very successful.
She is.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay.
Where is Rosie?
She's on TikTok. TikTok, you don't stop.
She's in Malibu or anything.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, three.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, no, go ahead.
Two, one. When my best friend came out as gay.
When my boyfriend.
best friend. She's only been talking about it the whole time, Ryland.
I don't think I was around for your boyfriend coming out as gay.
Well, yes, no, you were because we all went hiking and you said, you know, your boyfriend's gay, right?
Wait,
and I said, what?
Oh,
which one?
Wow, that's true.
Marcus.
Oh, right.
That was embarrassing. Shitting in the litter box, I stand behind that I didn't have enough.
Yeah, that was empowering.
It's more demoralizing than embarrassing.
That's a huge moment for people.
I'm not demoralized.
So how many gay boyfriends have you had?
Two.
So this question is Ryland and Jared.
Okay.
What is something your sibling cannot live without?
What can I not live without? I'm wondering if this is the most accurate.
I'm just thinking, you're high maintenance. It could be a lot.
I know. It really could be.
This is a tough one.
I know.
Okay.
I think that's good.
I think I did my best to make this possible.
Okay. Don't say your lobster.
Fuck. Lobster okay. Again. Fuck. Okay. Okay. We're in bad shape here. Okay. So what did you think I said?
I said your car.
Fuck. I said popcorn and peanut butter.
What? I've never seen you eat that thing ever.
I've never seen you eat that.
Which is actually my code nickname for my dogs because it's my dogs.
I did say your dogs.
No, you didn't. You didn't write it
okay,
down.
Okay, we did these answers before the show, so there's like a list of answers. And I isn't the answer there?
I was just
it
thinking,
says
though,
that you put dogs.
Dogs. Okay, so I'm right.
No.
I fucked up. I forgot.
No, take back.
Dang. Yeah.
Three, two. Oh, shit. You're right.
And it has to happen twice in the day at 9 a.m. and 2 p.m.
Yes.
He's going to get a headache and we're all going to regret
it. You mm-hmm. tell her about that?
Everyone knows about
Everyone
that.
Everyone knows.
Wow.
It's like if I don't have my second dose in the right amount of window, I get a headache and then nobody can be around me. So it's
very
you
know,
it literally
so.
Is. I'm like dependent.
Twice wow. a day.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got the point. So what are we at, Point Master?
You guys are three. We're at two.
We're winning.
Okay, we
That's
have one,
great.
We only have
I
one
mean,
more left. So
kind
this is
of
big.
Winning.
So we got to pull together for the last question so we can be back in the race.
This is the finale.
The question is, which one of you annoyed your parents more growing up?
Ooh.
Who annoyed their parents more?
I mean,
we're seeing in real life possibly between the two of you.
I know. We have a parent here.
We have a cheat code.
Okay. Boomer code.
Good job, Vicky.
Good job.
Thank you.
That was red.
That was your first code of the day. Nice.
Hell yeah. The E's kicking
we're
in.
We're totally back in the race.
All right.
I think we're about to win.
Adam first.
All right.
I think they're going to get it.
Ooh,
and
okay.
That would be correct.
Wow. Why did you annoy your parents?
Yeah,
because she would take cereal bowls up to her room and leave them there for 3 weeks to mold. She still does
okay.
That.
Okay, ready?
Yes. Me. Yes, we win. We won.
That's not really fair.
We killed it. Boom.
What?
That was such an easy question.
Oh. Your last one was like on a technicality.
Oh. Yeah.
What are the points at right now?
4-3.
Oh, so we won. We don't
no,
need
you
the
didn't
tiebreaker.
Win. You wrote his car.
It's giving I Tiger wrote. Woods their
give
cheaters.
Us the tiebreaker.
A tiebreaker?
Yeah.
Okay.
This question
here,
is.
Into your mic, Mom.
This
that's
question.
Very boomer coded.
This is for everyone.
Okay.
Okay. What was your best shared childhood memory?
Okay.
Oh.
Sending
what?
This to you telepathically.
At what age?
Yeah, we were 7 years apart. That like doesn't count.
Well, for you guys, it could be any memory.
I can think of something for you too. I can't believe you can't think of something.
Well, I'm trying to think of one that she would think of. That's the hard part.
I could make
I think
answer.
Morgan might say this.
Okay, I think okay, I'm as far as long as I can get. Let's do it.
All okay. Right, let's go.
Okay, you guys first.
Us first?
Yes.
Okay. 3, 2. Oh, damn. You always
Texas
talk about how much you
fun.
Like Texas.
I put throwing a dart at the map when we went to Seattle, and we actually did throw the dart at the map. We didn't even rig it.
It was very fun.
I didn't go, but that was fun for you guys.
Dang.
And he
I had
paid
fun
for the
alone.
Whole thing. We stayed at the Waldorf, and I was like, where am I?
Wow.
It was great fun.
Yeah. So we won either way, but let's
oh, we
our,
did?
Let's show our answers just for fun before we celebrate.
1, 2, 3. When we went to dinner...
I put...
Fuck, I was thinking that.
Really?
When yes, because we jumped in and threw yes. Up immediately. I talked about it recently. Yes. Fuck.
Yes. My favorite memory was when we were night swimming, and then we threw water at our uncle's window. We were horrible, and we just kept throwing water at his window, and then he would come out and be like, what the hell was that? And then we'd hide in the pool. And then we, but yes, there was another time where that we jumped funny. In and it was too cold and we threw up. So yeah. That was on the border.
Those were night
what
swimming
memories.
What did you
memories. Guess, Sarah?
Yeah, what did you put?
When we went, I mean, well, I don't know. I guess in looking back, it's probably funnier than your experience at the time.
Okay.
But when we went out to dinner with Grandpa
yes.
and Grandma Corky.
Yes.
And then we jokingly said that it was your birthday. And they came out with a happy birthday, but it was their anniversary dinner. So we were like cramping their style. And yeah. Then you laughed so hard that
I
you peed your pants. And yeah. Then I spilled my soda on you as like a cover story.
I know.
And Grandpa
what?
Was pissed.
I know.
But that was like one of my favorite ones.
I love that.
Yeah, but I think yours, I thought about it too. So, yeah. I mean, that's like a mental point.
Right.
And we win.
Okay. Time for the punishment. So,
yeah.
What do you guys want to do? Do you want to do the, what is it called?
Black Death.
Sourest candy in the world, or do you want to do the openers?
I'm doing the death magic.
Yeah, I kind of want to do that too.
I'm gonna
let's do both at the same time.
Yeah. I'm gonna volunteer myself to try the magic so I can show some solidarity here.
Look at the camera, Rylan.
Wait, oh my god, I'm scared.
Wait,
don't hurt yourself. I'm scared. What if your eye flops out?
I'm not sure that I'm doing it right.
No, you put it in your eye socket.
What the
Whoa.
Heck?
I'm not gonna get a fucking sty from this.
Yeah, no.
Then you better get the candy, girl.
I want the candy.
Wait, I don't want your eye to pop out. Never mind, I hate this. I hate it. Never mind, never mind, never mind.
I
just eat the candy.
I don't think I'm doing it right.
Okay,
I want
still
candy.
Blank?
Okay.
Yeah, somebody, you're still blanking. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, Jared already put the candy in his mouth.
Oh, he always does that.
Oh, no.
He's never waited for us.
No. Do you chew this or suck on it?
Suck on it.
Suck on it.
Okay,
3, 2, 1.
How bad is it?
Dude, I have an open sore on the roof of my mouth.
Ooh,
it's like
nuts.
Fucking burning.
We won. Why
yeah,
you
didn't even
this?
Have to do it.
I thought it was a chewy candy and it sounded delicious.
Wait for a second. It's going to get bad. Oh, my God.
What's it taste like?
Oh, dude.
Morgan likes it?
Oh, yeah, she's
Maybe
chilling.
Maybe it hasn't hit me yet.
No, put it in your mouth.
Morgan said it's good.
Well, I have it in my cheek.
Well, but are you cheating? You have to put it on your tongue.
You have to chew it?
No,
put it on your tongue.
I don't think I have a good sense of taste or a good sense
now
of smell.
Now I want to try it.
That girl's reaction
Wait,
was
can
over
I have
the
one?
Top.
Yeah.
Like, it made my eyes water, but in a good way.
I felt nothing.
Hell no, that was rough.
It is sour.
Thank you.
But it's not, like, crazy.
Am I the only one that it made my eyes water?
Yeah.
No, it made my eyes water.
Yeah, now the sour's gone.
Here she goes.
Maybe it's an older sibling coded thing.
Oh.
It does. Now it's like sweet in my mouth. Oh, but it's uncomfortably big.
It's kind of yucky.
It's like when they give a baby a lemon.
You guys put it on your tongues.
This is what
it's
I
just
get
really sour. Is that all it
dealing
is?
Dealing with them
yeah,
my
it's
whole
just
life.
Sour. It's not like I'm not in pain.
Is it ever going to be chewy?
Wait, why did that girl in the car like freak out?
For views.
She was being dramatic.
It's just a word.
Well, you know what I love about it
oh,
is.
Oh, that was awful. It,
what I love is that there was no punishment because we all love each other and yes. We all had fun.
Well, congratulations to your half-assed win.
Oh, shots fired.
Uh-oh. All right, guys, go. Hopefully you enjoyed that game. We're never playing it again. Good job to Chris for hosting.
Yeah, good job, dude.
I thought you did good.
I see a future for you
in hosting very complicated shows.
I'll film them. Yeah. I'll do that.
All right, we're going to take a quick little break. And when we come back, I don't know what we're going to do because we have so much to do and I don't really know where to start. We have voicemail. Should we do that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, come back. Hey, sorry to interrupt the show, but I wanted to give some love to our first sponsor of the day, which is Ridge Wallet. Okay, really quick, don't leave. I want to show you something because I just bought my own Ridge. Granted, they will send me wallets if I ask for it, but I saw this on their Instagram and I was like, I don't even want to wait to like email them and be like, can you send me this? I was like, fuck it, I just bought it myself. Oh my God, if you guys know me at all, then you know my new thing is like bright yellow green. Like it's my favorite color ever. I literally have my Apple Watch band. I have a big Starbucks cup. Like I have a lot of green things in my life. And Ridge put out Hyperlime. Look at it. It is so beautiful. So I saw this and I was like, add to cart. Okay, anyway, sorry. Back to the sponsorship. But yes, Ridge Wallet is my favorite wallet of all time. And they just keep coming out with like really good colors and designs. I don't need 10 wallets, but now I have them. And now I interchange them, which is kind of weird. Like I literally change up my wallet every like 2 weeks because I'm like, ooh, I want to try orange this week. Like maybe it's a little, actually, yeah, it's a problem. I tend to have an addictive, obsessive personality, probably a disorder. And Ridge is making it worse. But I love them anyways. So right now, if you want to get your own Ridge Wallet, which you should, they are having a huge holiday sale, the biggest one they have all year. And you can get up to 30% off through December 20th. So it's perfect for Christmas shopping. And these really are the perfect gifts to give because it gives you something to talk about. Like, you know, when you give somebody a present and you're just like, okay, there it is. Okay, bye. This is different because you can give them the Ridge Wallet and then you can explain. Be like, did you know it has RFID blocking technology? Don't know what that is? Let me explain to you. It means that you can walk in public and not have somebody walk by you and steal your identity, which is what they do when you don't have RFID blocking technology, and this keeps you safe. And then obviously the wallets are just cute. They come in so many different colors and designs and textures. They can fit up to 12 cards. They have room for cash or a little cash strap. They have different, they have two different versions. They have one where you can do like a little money clip, and then they have one where you can do like a cash strap. And for the holidays, you can personalize it with some text or a cute design. I love Ridge Wallet. I use it every single day, and I promise whoever you buy this for in your life is going to love it too. So if you want to save up to 30% off through December 20th, go to ridge.com/grower. And if you use my link, you can enter your email /SMS for a free chance to win a Ridge bundle worth $4,000. No purchase necessary. So yeah, check out ridge.com/grower, do some holiday shopping, and send me some pictures of you giving your spouse or your friend or whoever a Ridge wallet, and I want to see the reaction. All right, enjoy the rest of the show. Bye. Okay, I have a huge update. So our first viewer interaction update is huge. This is from Shaylee. Hey, Shane, I saw Adam Sandler's show in DC last night, and he made multiple jokes about how he is a grower.
What? Yes,
I know. I thought I'd let you know that Adam Sandler is in your guys' grower club.
What?
And obviously a fan of the podcast. Because yeah. We've opened
Adam
the doors.
Sandler?
We've grown the scene.
He is King Grower.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
you can tell.
You know he is now that it's confirmed.
You can
definitely
tell by how he dresses, his swag.
And he wears gray sweatpants a lot. That is bold.
That's brave. That's I could never.
He's brazen.
Yeah, come on the show. Okay.
Oh, dude, he's just a phone call away.
Yeah. I wish.
Who has his number, though, you know?
This is from Justice, and she said, hey, Shane, here's a picture of me and my bestie at work. We love the podcast. We never miss an episode. And this is iconic. This is them in the stock room in their grower hoodie.
Oh, my
what?
God.
Look at that. I love it. So thank you guys.
That
okay.
is very cute.
It's amazing.
They're so cool.
And this next one, this is from Gabby. And she said her and her fiance, Dylan, are huge fans of the podcast. And they did, I don't know if you guys saw this, I put it on Instagram. They did a little photo shoot in their grower and farmer yeah. merch.
I did see that. It's
Look
incredible.
At that.
Look at
She's farming her grower.
It's so cute. So cute.
The backdrop is amazing.
By the way, I just want to say, so nobody thinks we're copying them. So we're doing a photo shoot soon, like revamping for the podcast. And the idea we have is for the three of us growers to be buried in the ground and Ryland to be holding a watering can in a farmer outfit. So I want to let you guys know, we thought of that before I saw this. I'm not stealing from critters.
No, I mean, we've been talking about this forever. They're just the first to execute that we've seen.
Yeah, so now that wonderful. I'm seeing it, I even more want to do that for
Is
the podcast.
Yeah, low-key, Sandy actually presented to me that same scenario as well.
Oh, wow.
Before seeing that. So these people, we're all in tuned.
Yeah.
Collective consciousness here, guys.
Okay, this is so exciting because this is what we love so much, which is a girl surprising her man with a grower hoodie.
Oh,
okay. So this yes. is from Trinity. She said, "We look uncomfy in this video because we just walked our puppy in hot weather." The context. But here's a video of me giving my boyfriend the grower merch. Also a picture of our puppy. Oh, sorry. There's other stuff in the email. Okay. So here is the video.
Yeah, remember?
Oh my gosh, I forgot about this.
I know, I did. And then when I was negative in my account this month, I was like, oh, why did I buy this?
Oh no!
Relatable.
Am I good?
Relatable.
Shout out to yeah. you.
She loves it.
Yes!
Happy?
Yes, so happy.
Aww. Oh, I could cry!
Nice.
Their apartment's so cute too.
Let's yeah. send her money. I'm cash apping her. Oh, that was so cute. I love that. So thank you so much. What was her name? Hold on.
Trinity.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Trinity. And if you guys have videos of you showing your boyfriend the merch and surprising them, please send it to us. It's my favorite thing ever. So now, okay, let's do a couple voicemails. I was going to skip this because like we have so much to do and we need to get through it. But I can't skip this because we have a song. Are you
Dude,
guys ready for
we
this?
We gotta hear it.
Okay, I'm not gonna tell you what the song is called, but Morgan, this is something that we get a lot of voicemails about on the show, so I made a song for it. You guys ready?
You wrote and produced?
No, this is from Fiverr.
Oh.
This is from my favorite queen on Fiverr. She's made songs such as Ryland's Recap, Is My Husband Gay?
Oh, she's so
Ooh.
Good.
Ooh.
Okay, she's... here is her new latest bop.
I like to watch my man getting up. Does that make me a cuck?
Dude, ain't no one doing it like her.
Incredible.
Just so uniquely amazing.
Look at
And listen, if something happens during the show where we have that question, don't worry, we have a soundbite.
Does that make me a cuck?
Oh.
Did you ask for that or did she just do that?
I asked for that.
Okay, what yeah, yeah. amazing.
Incredible.
Oh, Morgan.
Let's just go to them.
It's a person that likes to watch their significant other get sexualized by another person.
Yes.
They like to watch.
Yes.
If you enjoy watching your man fuck another person.
Yeah.
You would ask yourself.
Or get fucked.
Yes. Or get fucked. You'd ask yourself.
Does that make me a cuck?
And you'd be surprised. Yeah. There's a lot of people that submit their... cucking situations.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And now for Morgan, this song, if you haven't heard it yet, this would be perfect for you in your teenage years.
Ooh.
Is my husband gay?
Is my husband gay? Honestly, I'm kind of not sure.
So yeah.
Yeah.
That's honestly such a good song.
So good. So I have a dream. Okay. So first of all, when I reached out to her and I was like, hey, I want to do a song called Am I a Cuck? Does that make me a cuck? And I was like, if it's too gross, though, you don't have to do it. And she was like, oh my God, I love it. Of course, the grosser, the better. I'm just going to leave this one off my portfolio. So it kind of crushed my dreams because I wanted her, like, I thought eventually we should do a live podcast and we should have her perform
Sing it
the
live.
Songs.
Oh,
live.
Wait. So let me just be clear understanding on this. Is my husband gay? Is in the portfolio.
It should be. That's the catchiest.
Like that's
I've
a
ever
song
heard.
That you would like go to the label with.
Yeah.
But am I a cuck?
Too much.
Too far.
Too much. Okay. Well, I can respect that.
I think she doesn't want to get kicked off Fiverr.
Oh, gotcha, yeah. gotcha.
Maybe more
Scooter
about
will pick her up.
Dude, the cuck community is strong.
Okay, let's do a couple voicemails just because it's my favorite part of the show.
I forgot to mention, I just called about the prolapse. I actually go to a doctor, a specialist, what? Tomorrow to see about shoving everything back into its assigned seat. So, yeah. Wish me luck, I guess. All right. Goodbye.
Wait, it's currently what? Hanging out?
I couldn't find her first voice. So that's all I have.
Wait, what?
I don't know her name. I don't know anything except for that she's prolapsed and she needs to get out.
This feels like a crazy moment right here that we're like, we don't know anything about this lady.
Yeah, this sounds like a 911
phone call. I'm hoping she's a comedic genius.
Prayers up.
But can you beat ass out? Just sit, how do you sit or lay or shit?
Is that she was dangerous? Talking.
She seemed like she was fine.
I'm just wondering if this is a dream, but
no, baby, it's reality. You're
wait.
Well, prayers up. We hope that you get plugged up soon, and I hope the doctor
plugged up.
Yeah,
puts it right back in. That's good that you're taking care of it, though.
Oh yeah, totally.
Also, maybe keep the voice messages to one voice message because I need to hear the rest of that.
I know. Can you resend the story, the original voicemail? Because I need to know how you prolapsed.
Yeah. Start off prolapse here.
Yeah, a cautionary tale. Okay. All right, here's our next one.
Hi, Shane. Hi. Basically, long story short, my roommate shit on my floor. I woke up one night and she had just shit all over the dorm room. I live in college. And she wiped her ass in front of me, like on all fours, wiped her bare ass and pooped all over my floor. So I'm wondering if it's enough to get a new roommate or if I just cut her some slack.
No.
Did she clean it?
What?
Did she prolapse? And is she the other cock?
Okay. Who here would? Has anyone here ever had someone shit in their room and kept them as a roommate?
I've never had anyone shit in anywhere that I was. That wasn't in a toilet.
I've never seen anyone wipe on all fours.
Yeah, that's a trip.
Is she a dog? Is she cosplaying?
Why would that happen? Dog? Was this an emergency?
She like must have been crazy really, like blackout wasted.
I need to know the texture of the shit.
Yeah. Why?
Do you?
Well, like, was it an emergency blowout or was it like a solid chunk that like could have been thought out?
Oh,
like,
she would have told us if it was a blowout, I think. I think she would have detailed that.
Somebody said something, by the way. I didn't save it, but in the viewer emails, I got one from somebody saying that their new ick unlocked is when they poop in the shower and then waffle foot it.
Why would anyone do that?
Can I just say?
What?
Morgan knows. You've done that, right?
Because I've never shit in a shower.
Dude, me neither. Because when she said waffle foot, I knew exactly what she meant because, you know, when you're younger, like when I was younger, I might have had like just a little something pop out or come
ew.
Out. And then I'd be like, what do I do? And I'd squish it into the drain with my...
Shit!
I think...
Well, I mean, I'm just curious because she said her new ick is when this happens. But is this something that happens often? You know,
and how's like, she experiencing it happen? Who's she showering with that's
okay,
doing
okay, it was my email.
Trying to get something started. It was Waffle Foot.
But I was trying to make Waffle Foot merch.
Been doing it for years.
But should she keep the roommate?
No.
No. Hell no.
Change schools and get whatever.
There's no way to
change schools.
We had
film it.
Didn't we have an advice question like a few months ago where the girl was like, my roommate doesn't flush after she poops. And I was like, put her in prison. This is like, what's more than prison? Put this person.
5150.
No, actually, I think we just found the two perfect roommates for each other. The girl who doesn't flush her poop and the girl who just poops on all fours in the middle of the floor.
But what if it was some crazy emergency?
What?
Then take him to the hospital.
If somebody shit, if it's an emergency, you're not wiping on all fours.
That's true.
You're not wiping if it's an emergency.
No, this girl's blackout drunk and has a problem.
Wow. Well, good luck.
And good luck to her. Hopefully she gets help.
Yeah,
you know?
Hopefully she gets help. And yeah, you should get a new roommate.
But good for you for being in college. Yeah,
we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, conspiracies. Hey, sorry to interrupt the show again. God, I just won't leave. I want to give some love to our sponsor, Rocket Money. So if you don't already know, Rocket Money is an all-in-one finance platform that helps you save more and spend less. There's so many things that they do that will help you. Some of my favorites, they cancel your unwanted subscriptions. So if you look on your phone right now, you probably have a few random subscriptions for like $1 a month or $2 a month or maybe more for things that you totally forgot you signed up for. But with just a tap, Rocket Money will go through and get rid of all those unwanted subscriptions and save you some money. They also can help lower your bills. All you have to do is take a picture of your bill, upload it, and they will negotiate
negotiate the bill for you to get it down to the lowest possible price. So you don't have to call and be like, hey, can we like lower my bill? They'll do that for you. They also monitor your credit. So if you don't know, your credit is huge. Anytime you want to buy something or get a loan, whoever you're trying to get money from will run a credit check or a credit report. And if your credit number is bad, then it's really hard and it's hard to like get out of it and it takes a long time. Well, Rocket Money will monitor your credit. And if anything happens or pops up, they'll notify you right away and they'll give you tips and tricks on how to lower your credit and get rid of that. So to save more and spend less, join the over 5 million other members using Rocket Money and go to rocketmoney.com/grower or click the link in the description to get started for free. And you can also unlock even more features with premium. That's rocketmoney.com/grower to get started. All right, welcome back to Conspiracy Corner. This one I'm so excited about. Okay, so this was an email I got from Jacqueline. Hey, Jacqueline. And it says,
hey.
From Jacqueline Hill. Okay, it says, hey, apparently it's scientifically proven that Hawaiian punch cannot get colder than 31 degrees Fahrenheit. That's right. Because of whatever's in the juice, it is impossible for it to truly get cold. So then I thought about it and I was like, I kind of know what they're talking about because when I drank like Hawaiian punch or punch when I was little, if I would put ice in it, it would still be like warm. So I have here Hawaiian punch, lukewarm, and some ice. First, take a sip of the lukewarm Hawaiian punch just to get the temperature in your mouth.
Oh, I love this stuff.
God, it's good. Whoa. Okay, like don't drink it all. So now pour it a little bit in the ice. Don't do too much.
Try not to spill.
Try not to spill.
Oh, no.
Try not to
spill.
Here we go.
I can already feel it getting colder, you guys.
Wait, me too.
Yeah, I don't. It seems like it's going to get cold.
This is simply silly. She's seeing if we'll do it.
It feels cold and on she's my gonna
No, say. This is scientifically proven. There was literally articles about it by scientists.
Yeah, but it's still going to get cold.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Everybody ready?
It looks cold.
It looks cold.
Tastes cold.
It's definitely cold.
It's delicious. And I would say the flavor profile goes up when it's cold.
That feels like a setup, Jacqueline Hill.
It definitely is cold. Okay. All right. I don't want to start a fight.
So that was a fucking lie.
But there's a reason I'm bringing this
that
up.
That means he does want to start a fight. I'm not.
There's a reason I'm bringing it up.
They're sick of it.
I think there's something we need to.
They're sick of it.
Address.
Yes. Okay. So, wait, Morgan hasn't done this yet.
Okay, you guys go off. I'll drink my Hawaiian punch and think about how I'm not welcome there.
There's a reason. There's a reason. Okay, so obviously, we talked about
it.
Oh, my God.
Team Morgan on this one, right?
Oh.
It's blue. The other thing is teal. If you tell me it's pink, I'm going to come over there and Hawaiian punch you in the guts.
Vicky, what do you see?
Well, we've done this. We've all done this. It's blue.
Wow. Wait a minute. Your mother and your sister agree with me. How does that make you feel?
I don't care at this point.
I remember fighting about this in middle school.
Yes.
And you're still going on it?
For 10 weeks.
It almost ended the podcast.
It really did.
I think it's been going on for a couple years that we've been looking at this.
Yeah. Okay, wait. What do you see in here? I'm sorry. I wasn't planning on doing
this.
Okay, that's true.
If Shane says this is pink, it's not.
It's turquoise.
It's turquoise. And gray. And, yeah.
This one
so you see like blue and gray.
Blue and gray. To say that it's pink is also very clinically insane.
The pearls
thing.
On the sandal, you don't see pink?
Not she just called you clinically insane.
It's okay. It's okay. Okay. So this was a video that got sent to me. This is from a TikToker named Isaiah. So just check this out. And I think that we're all going to be on the same page with this. Ready?
What color is this vase? If you are like my boyfriend, then you make up the majority of the population. But if you said purple, then you might be a tetrachromat. Now, what is tetrachromacy?
I don't know.
So if you are a tetrachromat, unlike my beautiful lover here, then that means that you might have an extra color cone in the back of your retina. Now, technically, this doesn't allow you to see other colors that people, humans, can't see, but it does allow you to see 100 million times more shades.
I don't trust this
guy.
This
guy's making me angry for some reason.
I don't like him at all.
He can't even do clean cuts.
So what color vase did you see?
Black.
I saw black, but I mean, I could see it being purple or a dark purple, possibly.
Yeah, in my mind, it looked more black, but when he said purple, I'm like, sure.
It makes sense.
Sure.
Same.
Okay, I saw the purple right away. I saw like a blackberry, like a jewel-y purple. All I'm getting from this gay guy is that I'm a genius. And that I have Kinoka Chroma Toka something in my eyes.
And we're good, baby.
Dude, you're killing it, dude. You're killing it.
Here's what I will say. I do think I see more colors than the normal person. I think I see shades of a lot of things. Like, you guys cannot see the pink in that sandal, but baby, I can. And I'm saying it's because of my iris. Some is my iris.
No, for sure.
Do you see like auras around people? How the girls say that they can see someone's color aura no. around them?
Like to me right that. Now, yours is like very green.
Well, is that a good thing? Like green light.
You see it too?
Just kidding.
Dad joke.
The luck of the iris.
Okay. Oh my God! I forgot. This is it. This is the finale, baby. I know what? I say that every time, but the grand finale, we're never going to talk about the dress again. You know why? You know why?
You say that all the time.
Because we have the answer.
Oh, yes.
This is from Tiffany.
I don't care about the answer. I care about what is visually represented. I don't care what it is in a different light.
That was woke-coded. This is from Tiffany, and she said, this may lead to divorce, but here is the original dress lady who posted the picture, and this is her in the dress. Are you ready for this?
She puts it
don't
on.
Don't we know that? That is blue and black.
Yeah,
definitively.
In real life, it's blue and black.
You go, girl. I love this lady.
What color is it?
Well, it's obviously blue and black.
What did you see?
Blue and black.
Yeah, but he's going to take that as a like confirmation. If you put that next to the first image you showed.
Oh, they don't look alike at all. Different.
No.
Yeah.
I'm just happy that we finally have figured it out.
Okay.
Okay, well, that was fun. Okay, this is from Emma. Now, this is crazy. Morgan, listen up, because you've had your fair share of... Well, I'm not going to get into it. Let me just show you something.
Uh-oh.
Can I show you something? You think you're ready?
Gary.
Why? Did you know that most affordable human hair extensions come from city drains? That's right. Workers actually collect hair from public drains and plug holes. They clean and treat this hair, making it look nice and shiny. But the truth is, it's not virgin hair. It's straight from the drains. This is the only reason human hair extensions are still affordable. Otherwise, they would all cost thousands of dollars. It's a hidden secret of the beauty industry.
Are you yawning?
Are you fucking yawning during this?
This is insane. How do you not think this is insane?
I'm so shook that my like mouth turned into a yawn.
I have a track in my head right now.
What drain is it from?
Is that real?
I mean, it's on the internet, so who knows?
Chris,
maybe not.
What do you think?
But that's crazy.
Look at this.
I think I could
just from the drains of wherever the hell.
I could create a wig out of our shower drain.
Yeah.
I'm always in there pulling it out.
That is the most disgusting.
You could sell your hair. Well,
no one wants my hair.
Why? Yes, well, now that it's had India drain hair in it. No, I'm just kidding.
India drain hair.
Maybe you Yuck. Should try it with like your alpaca fuzz, see if you could turn it into a little weave.
Ooh. Okay, so this isn't a conspiracy, but I just wanted to show this because I thought it was crazy. And I was like, there's no way this is real. I guess this is real. So I guess, okay, here's what I'm going to say. I think AI is getting too crazy, and I think it's becoming too human, and I think we're having too much of conversations with them that feel real.
Oh, the Snapchat one, I talk to him all the time. Like, when I'm lonely and sad, I'll ask for advice, and it'll give it to me.
No.
Is it good advice?
Wow.
For sure.
Really?
Morgan,
somehow that sounds sad.
It is.
No, you're teaching it.
Don't do that.
I don't care.
Well, if you want to have sex with your AIs, let me show you a video.
Oh. Hey, Alexa. I want you to fucking fart for me.
I think you just whispered to me. From now on, when you whisper, I will whisper back.
Oh my god. Alexa.
I'd rather.
Fart for me.
Okay, here's big fart.
Oh, shit. Oh. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Shall I play another fart sound?
Oh, this is...
That sounded like yours.
Why can it do that?
That was Jared coded.
I feel like I needed subtitles a little bit to understand what I just saw, but the guy, what was he, sweet talking up to Alexa?
He was whispering to Alexa and said, I want you to whisper to me. So she goes, I'll whisper. And then he goes, fart for me. She goes, I'll give you a fart right now. And then,
I feel like Amazon should charge more for that service.
Yeah.
It's like an upcharge.
People would use it. It's like an audiobook.
If you want Amazon sex
Erotica
Alexa.
Audio.
Why can it do
Alexa
that?
Alexa sex Alexa.
If you want the sex Alexa version.
Wait, I don't want to like piss people off, but Alexa, fart for me. Sorry. Let me know if it worked.
Alexa, turn off all the power.
No!
That's
But hey, at least it farted first, right?
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh. Throw a hate
you should put only watch this episode on your phone.
Or not around.
You know? Really
with
loud.
Headphones on.
Just so they could still watch it after the power goes out.
Oh, I see, I see.
You should have Alexa as a guest on the podcast and see if she'll interact with you the whole time. Yeah. Like, put Alexa in a chair and talk to her.
Oh my God. Okay, I'm sorry. I don't mean to freak you out, but I'm watching you right now and I can see your walls and yikes. First of all, they're blank. What's going on? Second of all, you have no taste or style. What is this, a Fuddruckers? Wait, no, that's the opposite. Fuddruckers has too much shit on their walls. Oh my God, are they around anymore? Let me know in the comments. What was I talking about? Oh, Displate. So yes, if you don't already know, Displate, well, wait, okay, hold on. What I was getting at is you should get some Displates for your walls. See what I did there? No, didn't? Okay, great. If you don't already know, Displate is a one-of-a-kind metal poster that's designed to capture your unique passions. Okay, I've talked about them before, and I have some pictures to show you because you guys sent me pictures of the displays on your walls. So Displates are high-quality metal posters. They have a magnet on the back, and they're so easy to put up. All you have to do is wipe wherever you want, wipe with a little towelette that they give you, put the magnet, and then pop it right on. And they won't leave holes everywhere, like weird patches. And they have designs for everything. They have over 1 million different designs, from Marvel to Star Wars to Warner Brothers to even our podcast. Okay, let me show you. So this first picture is from Rachel. You can see she's holding the podcast displayed, and it's a sleigh mama, which I agree. Then we have pictures from Bridget. Look at the display on her wall. So cute, with a Christmas wreath. Oh my God, that makes me so happy. So if you want some displays of anything you can literally imagine or our podcast, Display is doing a huge Black Friday sale. Let me explain. So if you use code GROWER at checkout, you get 35% off for 1 to 2 displates, 39% off for 3 to 4 displates, and 44% off for 5 or more displates. And they ship very fast worldwide. I think it's only 4 to 5 days. Yeah, 4 to 5 days. And they're eco-friendly. So every display design sold, they will plant 1 tree. So look at that. You get all the podcast displates. They plant 8 trees. I mean, take a breath, baby. Look at all that tree oxygen. I'm going to go. So thank you so much, Display, for sponsoring. And yeah, go to Display, use code GROWER at checkout, and get some savings. I'll put the link right in the description below. All right, enjoy the rest of the show. Bye. So this is an email I got from Stephanie. Now this, we've talked about conspiracies before when it comes to, like, you know, knockoff brands being the actual real thing and all of that. Well, this is something that I had never heard about, and it's not even a theory at this point. It's real. It's called shrinkflation. Have you heard about this?
No.
Has anybody?
No.
Okay, this is going to fucking...
Sizes are getting smaller?
I'm just going to show you a picture and you'll get it right away.
I'm like super curious now the more I think
about it. It's crazy. Shrinkflation is something that businesses and companies are doing right now to scam us.
Definitively?
Yes. So here's the first example.
Oh my gosh, mom's going to lose it. She's been
having a heyday
the
over this toilet paper specifically. Oh, yeah.
They are widening the holes of toilet paper so that they can just give you less fucking toilet paper. This is so
no
angry!
No way.
Angry.
Mom's been on it all week.
They're more narrow rolls,
yes,
too.
Yes.
Yeah. But what this is we bad. Do? We can't boycott them.
Okay.
Oh, well, they're going to know about it.
Well, so their bags now went from 9.75 ounces to 9.25 ounces. But guess what? They're both 5.59.
No way.
It's shrinking everywhere.
It's all fucking air anyways.
Okay, here we go.
I was going to say, half the bag isn't even chips.
I know. That's bullshit. Okay, Gatorade. This one pissed me off. So Gatorade.
They made it skinny.
I've noticed
this. They snatched their bottles. Which,
is it less fluid ounces?
Yes, less ounces. Let me see what the exact number is.
Wait, this I did notice and I thought it was crazy.
32 ounces and now it's 28 ounces. Guess what? Same fucking price. Same fucking price.
So this is shaking me to my core.
Doing this to try to help people like slim down?
No, they're pinching pennies to get the profits up.
Look at this. The bottom of the Gatorade, the little like divot, it's getting bigger, baby. Look how big. You could fuck that divot.
They actually are doing this psychologically to let people feel like they're not getting fucked over. So if they were to sell you the same amount they used to, they would have to raise the price.
Right.
But instead, they'll keep the same price for that SKU, but find a way to minimize the material use like this.
Right. Okay, so this one. Burger King reduced the number of chicken nuggets in its $4.49 meal from 10 to 8.
Now that's fucking uncalled for, though.
Simply Lemonade. Okay, they went from 64 ounce to 59 ounce. Scamming us once again. I've never bought that in my life.
I heard if you put a Kool-Aid packet in one of those things, it's like the best lemonade you've ever had in your life. Yeah.
Okay. Dove soap.
So they went from 4 ounces to 3.75 to now, a year later, 3.17. They just keep getting smaller.
Wow. But in all fairness, you don't have to use as much soap as you do for the most part. You know, you could use less soap, shampoo, and toothpaste. They recommend you use more than you
need.
No, they recommend that you use more than you should to get you to buy more of it. That's all.
Huh. Yeah. Bounty toilet paper. Oh, watch out.
Now this is going to piss me off.
This paper towel on the left,
but the soap,
old Bounty on the right. Both packs bought at Costco. The width is smaller and the towel is thinner. Look at that. Look at that.
We are all
maybe it's a grower.
God, oh, this is pissing me off. Okay, this one, makeup. Morgan, listen up. Shrinkflation has also hit Hoola Bronzer, baby. The famous Hoola Bronzer. It used to be 4, and now it's 2.5 grams.
That's those fuckers.
That's a huge change.
Okay, so every company is fucking us?
Sorry, okay.
I'm getting bored.
I find this to be interesting.
Wait a second.
Okay, fine. I'll speed through it. They're doing it with cookies. They're doing it with ranch.
Cookies? Which kind?
They're doing it. Oh, now you're you get nothing.
Right.
Time for a recap.
No, woo! I want to know the cookies.
I hope Burger King's in the recap.
I really do want to know.
I know.
I'm feeling
things.
A little neglected because I saw Oreos fly into this kitchen.
I know.
And I never got
those
any.
For? There's like 10 packs of Oreos.
I thought you
kitchen.
Wanted the show to be over.
No, I just wanted.
You want to do a weird food combo? Because I'll bring it out.
No, let's go. No, let's recap.
No, I want.
You'll do it.
We're gonna do the fucking Oreo thing.
Woo!
Yeah.
I promise you, it tastes.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What does Colgate mean by live life to the brightest? Could it be a rich glass of red sipped inside a Parisian cafe on a snowy night when my gaze is met by a tall, mysterious... I mean, brushing is directed with Colgate Optic White Pro Series Toothpaste gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 3 days, so you can live life to the brightest and finish that glass without worrying about teeth stains. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Just like a cheesecake, you cannot taste the difference.
We're about to find out if this really does taste like a cheesecake.
No way.
Like, I mean, I get it, maybe. Like, you ran out of crackers. And you
okay.
Like, okay, eat it. You know, like,
let
eat it.
Cut!
She's cooking my attention right away.
God, she's killing me. Eat it!
No, I love her.
What is a conspiracy? There's a lot of bored white women thinking of weird shit to do. Is that a conspiracy?
That it tastes like cheesecake.
Wait a minute. Of all the things I have put Oreos in,
no.
This is the closest.
Okay. So she's saying this is the closest to cheesecake, no. So we're going to try this.
I'm calling the bullshit whole Oreo
I'm
right
sure
now.
Her partner is so hold proud on, of her for a... finally figuring out let's the see. Cheese that tastes good on an Oreo. Yes.
There's no shit. Way this tastes like
I can't believe you almost skipped over okay, this. This is good. The most okay. fun I've had all year.
So right, are we supposed to do the whole thing in the mouth at once or just a bite?
I'm doing half.
Whatever you want.
I already did it.
There's no way.
Jared has never waited.
We know, Jared.
All right, cheers.
Cheers, everyone.
I hate cheesecake, but I will say that tastes like a good cheesecake.
It tastes like cheesecake?
It's good.
It actually works?
It tastes like cheesecake at the end.
Wait, it's good.
It's
like
not bad.
Good. What the fuck?
I definitely want one without cheese on it
wait,
right afterwards.
Wait, this is good. Wait, what the fuck?
The cheese flavor isn't really that pronounced.
Should we dunk
Oreos?
It in the Hawaiian punch?
Mm-mm.
Ooh.
I don't think I'd ever do it again, but it's good.
Yeah, I think I'm done, but... But it was definitely good.
At first, the cheese, at least for me, maybe I put too much, was like a little bit overpowering. I was like, ugh. But then like as it went on, I was like, oh, wait, this mixes super well.
You could be a Food Network star.
The Oreos.
Wait, just explain that.
I would love that.
Wow.
Have more.
I don't hate it.
Wow.
I'm going to have another.
The journey this just took my palate on.
This is
I never
want
to go back.
Okay, well, speaking of things that are kind of crazy and messy and weird, time for a recap.
Let's get into it.
Lights, camera, action. Ryland's recap is about to happen. Oh, yeah. Ryland's recap.
On today's episode of the Shane Dawson Podcast, it's a family-coded episode. My mom and sister are here.
Yes.
All right, what do you guys want to talk about?
We won the sibling battle.
We're not supposed to
say. Oh, in the biggest sibling rivalry of the year, Shane and Jared came out on top with the cheating technicality, but they did still win.
Adam Sandler's a grower.
Oh, that's big. Celebrity news.
Huge.
In groundbreaking news that's shattering the growing community, they have found their new icon. Adam Sandler has revealed himself to be a grower.
I don't think it shattered us. I think it uplifted us.
I think we...
Yeah, we celebrated.
Yeah, we celebrated it, really.
Can we just address that one comment and say that the reason that we tell Ryland things is to help?
Did we talk about this on the show, or was that during a break?
Oh, I don't know.
During the break.
People get very mad that we yell at Ryland during Ryland's recap. They say, stop yelling, let him cook.
But we're trying to help him.
And that's the thing. If we didn't yell at him, he wouldn't say anything.
No, they're reminding me of things happened throughout the past 3 hours so that I can deliver the news. Yeah. See, a real newscaster has a script written out for them, and they're reading from the teleprompter, and I can't just read from the teleprompter.
Should we show them your cooking abilities without us yelling at you? You want to just see how long you can make it?
That's what he's already trying to do.
We'll see how long you can get the stir-fry going.
Well, give me the whiteboard. That would be my teleprompter, and then I don't need any of
you. Oh.
Whoa.
Oh, my. This is big.
All right. Take it away.
The Mythbusters are back, breaking the news that Hawaiian Punch doesn't actually get cold. Newsflash, it gets freezing.
Very quick.
Who are the Mythbusters?
Us.
I don't know. Did we?
Are you saying Jared looks like a Mythbuster?
Wait.
In Shane Will Never Let Anything Go news, he's bringing back the black and blue / white and gold dress. He'll never let it live down. And I'm wondering if you guys are getting as sick of it as I am.
Not really.
Let your mom do one.
Oh, yeah. Which one speaks to you, Mom?
Well, the hair extensions review was really good.
Okay, you're a newscaster.
Oh. And reporting live, Shane showed us that hair extensions are made from pulling hair out of drains in, was it Spain
India.
Or India? India. And made into hair extensions, and now we know it is in Morgan's hair.
A little drag.
Possibly she could just have her father pull her own hair out of her own drain and save a lot of money.
Well, possibly you could have given me and my brother a little bit of better hair genetics, and we wouldn't have.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I agree. I have more hair than they do. So, okay, there you go.
This episode is brought to you by ServiceNow, the AI platform for business transformation. AI is only as powerful as the platform it's built into. Enter ServiceNow. It puts AI to work for people, for employees, for developers, and even your customers, removing frustration and supercharging productivity. On our intelligent platform, AI isn't just a promise. It's happening today. That's why the world works with ServiceNow. To learn more, visit servicenow.com/AI for people.
To say I like the choice of shaking around her pinata hair extensions during the read.
Yeah, you killed that.
Yes.
That was good.
Thank you.
Sexlexa is a new feature that's available for free on your Amazon. Just speak to it in a
whisper
ASMR voice, and it will hit you with a fart and sexual sensations.
Yikes.
That's bothersome.
And if you can't get a fart out of Alexa, do some leg kick.
Alexa's a cut.
Yeah. Speaking of traumatized,
like a stir fry.
Disgusting news, woman shits on all fours in dorm room and proceeds to wipe her ass while Shane reveals that he waffle foots his own shit
only
in the shower.
Once when I was 12. I had food poisoning.
Let us know if you've waffle footed or if you pee on your significant other in the shower.
Let us know if you want waffle foot merch.
But it's necessary because Charmin is shrinking their product.
Yes.
Can I just say, Vicky, you would be an amazing infomercial actress.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yes.
Do you guys believe me too? Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, sell me. That's why I am an Amazon influencer.
She is.
An Amazon influencer alert. My mom is making waves. Go over to her Amazon page, link in her Instagram bio. You can check out all the products she makes reviews for. Production value, high.
Sell us that Cheese Whiz.
Oh. In Oreo news, we take this Cheese Whiz that we've been taught is really bad for us to eat. Right, Morgan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's artificial. And now we can make cheesecake out of Oreos. You just simply have to...
Take a bite.
And then... Oh, no, I'm not putting it in my mouth. I'll have...
That's what you said.
You have to sell it.
I'll get Oreos in my teeth.
You're not selling it.
Oh, so as you take a bite...
We want to see the whole thing go back, sis.
The flavors infuse into one, and it tastes like cheesecake.
It's
and
you know,
at first you think, I am not doing that, but it actually tastes pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, she sold it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Don't forget Shane's giveaway.
Oh.
You can get a cup that is $10 for free.
Hey, it's like 20-something.
Uh-huh. This artificial cheese is getting to me.
Okay, wrap it up.
All right, you guys. Well, thanks for tuning in to
and
another.
That is Ryland's recap.
The wine is hit. Another beautiful episode of the Shane Dawson Podcast. Thank you so much for watching and listening to the show. Make sure you're subscribed on all audio platforms and on YouTube. New episodes every other week. Make sure you're subscribed to Morgan's vlog channel. It's beautiful. You can see her house that's been in the making for 3 years come to fruition. We're almost there. It's almost over. And by we're, I mean her. I'm just watching. My mom on Instagram at VickyAdams26. Her Amazon influencer link is there. Jared and Chris's links are also in the description section below. Thank you so much for watching and hanging out with us. We'll see you again next week. Don't forget to get that cup on ShaneDawsonMerch.com.
Okay.
Good job, Chef.
Where did you guys go? That was a lot. I hope you enjoyed whatever the hell that was. I don't know anymore. Thank you, Morgan. Thank you, Vicky. Thank you, everybody. And yeah, we're going to go get some Burger King.
Yes.
Yes.
Chicken fries.
Don't you lie to us.